Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Welcome to the show. This is Sharon, and I am so delighted that you decided to join me today here on the show. And as always, I just want to say thank you so much to my listeners, the ones who have been with me since day one. You are the best. Thank you so much. I just love you, and I just give you a virtual hug today. And for those who may be new to the show, welcome. Thank you for joining us. This show, the mission of this show is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. And you probably wonder, well, how do you do that? Well, we do that by bringing topics and programming that enlightens, informs, and entertains. We talk about branding. We talk about media buying, social media, internet, entertainment, franchising, accounting. But we also talk about relationships on this show because we are relational. We need to know how to get along with other people. We need to know the different types of personalities that we are working with on our jobs, also in our homes, so that we know how to best work with each other and how our weaknesses and our strengths can attribute to our success or our demise. So, yes, we talk about all of that. So, once again, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Today, I am going to be bringing some tips to small businesses. And guess what? These are some of the top tips from entrepreneurs. And I found a lot of them really, really good. And I'm going to be sharing those with you today because sometimes some of the best advice you get from people who are actually in the trenches, in the business. And so we're going to be discussing some tips on how to make your business more successful. And when we come back from this short break, we're going to dive right in. Thank you so much again for joining us and welcome. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. We are going to be giving you some tips to help to make your business more successful. And these tips are actually coming from entrepreneurs, those who are actually in business. And at the end of the show, I'm going to give you my number one tip to make your business successful. It's helped me with my businesses, and I know it will help you with yours. So I'm going to be sharing with you some tips today. But before I get into that, for those of you who are Whole Foods fans, I know, try to say that more than three times. Whole Foods fans. Well, I just wanted to share with you, as you probably already know, and some of you may not know, but Amazon purchased Whole Foods. I know, for those of you who did not know, they bought Whole Foods for almost $14 billion back in 2017. And, of course, you know Whole Foods has an arrangement of products in the supermarket, and this e-commerce giant, Amazon, has tried to expand its reputation for, you know, low prices. And so in acquiring Whole Foods, which is which they have a variety of things. They have some really nice things there at Whole Foods, but Amazon has decided that they want to try to keep up with other big food sellers, you know, like Kroger, Walmart, and those particular companies are trying to hold down their prices because they want to maintain their share of the $1 trillion grocery market in the United States. So Amazon is planning to open up a new line of grocery stores that are independent from Whole Foods maybe this year. And some of the Whole Foods employees maybe, you know, pulling some overnight shifts to do their best to get new pricing in the stores because, and here's the good news for Whole Foods fans, Amazon is going to be cutting more prices at Whole Foods. In fact, they will be slashing some prices on more than 500 items. With more being added. So the prices are going to be dropping. So if you like Whole Foods, you might want to visit them this week because they are going to be making some changes to their prices because they definitely want to be in this grocery store market. And they're doing their best to drop those prices to get you in their stores. In fact, the new price cuts that Amazon plans to make at Whole Foods were kept really tight-lipped, kept under wraps. They didn't want anybody to know about that until they were ready. So, go on in the store this week, and hopefully you will find some really wonderful prices on some of the products that you like. So that's just a little bit on Amazon and Whole Foods for those of you who did not know that Amazon purchased Whole Foods a couple of years ago. I tell you, they're becoming really, really huge. And, you know, Amazon is really known for its efficiencies. They're very known for their efficiencies as far as their employees, as far as shipping, as far as the products that they're offering, and the whole customer experience. Their customer experience, man, they do a really good job with that. And, of course, they do their best to improve more and more. So, yep, there you have it. Well, the topic for the day, and I am so excited about this topic because for those of you who followed me and for those of you who are loyal listeners, you know that business tips are things that I enjoy giving to my listeners, and I'm going to give you some today. And the first one is coming from Nate Martin. He is the CEO of Puzzle Break, and one of his tips that he gives to businesses or entrepreneurs is to empower your employees, and I can't agree with that more. Empower your employees. You know, if you have employees that want to learn, even if they're not equity partners, help them to help you build a successful business because your employees are an integral part, an integral component of your business. So empower your employees and look up ways that you can do that. If you're not sure as to how to empower your employees, trust me, there's so much information out there about how to empower your employees. In fact, they could probably tell you how you can empower them. And trust me, it does a world of good for morale and motivation. So empower your employees. The next tip that I think is, I think this is a really good one as well, facilitating growth with your employees. Empowering them and facilitating growth are really two different things. But how do you help your employees to grow? How do you teach them and help them to develop skills so that they become more successful on their job? Because trust me, if they're successful, your company is going to have a higher probability of being successful. You know, giving them opportunities to go to workshops, seminars, making sure that they have a continuing education if needed, very, very important things to do. And that's a tip that comes from Steve Benson. He's the founder and CEO of Badger Maps. And a lot of these tips are coming from Fundera, and I think they did a really good job on these tips, and that's why I wanted to share them with you. It's like when I see things that I think would be really beneficial to you, I'm going to share them with you. Another thing that's really important is sometimes as business owners, as managers, as CEOs, you want to hold control and have control over everything, And sometimes those companies who fare better, they typically delegate. There's nothing wrong with delegating. Let go. That's what Jordan says, managing partner at Cave Social. More specifically, let go of control over things you're not good at. I couldn't agree with that more. Listen, sometimes you try to do things that you are just not good at. You won't admit it to yourself. You have so much pride that you don't want to admit that you're just not good at that. You may not be good at accounting. You may be trying to do the accounting. You may be trying to do the taxes. You may be trying to do marketing. You're involved in everything, and you may not be good at it. So let go. If you know that there are employees that are in your company who are better at that than you are, let them do it. Because chances are, that particular area may be more successful. And that doesn't mean that you're not a good manager. It just means that you know how to delegate. Yep. And another thing that I think is just wonderful, decluttering your business. Allison Kiro of ACK Organization or Organizing says that the best tip that they can give to help your business to be happier, healthier, and more productive is to declutter. Now, most of the time when we think of decluttering, we think of decluttering papers and files and old documents, decluttering. Well, Allison suggests that you declutter people too. Sometimes you have to let people go if they don't have the right attitude or if they're draining the business. If they are making your business heavy and not successful, they're not kind to your clients, sometimes you may have to declutter people too. So think about that. And this kind of goes along with it from Jason of Safety Videos. He says, hire for attitude. What does that mean exactly, hiring for attitude? Well, he says to hire for attitude and train for skill. I really like that. And the thing of it is, sometimes you have employees that just have bad attitudes. They really, really do. And bad attitudes will not help your business to be successful, no matter how skilled they are. If they have bad attitudes and their attitudes are not well with your customers and with those who are in your company, your staff, your vendors, it's going to have a negative impact on your company. And very seldom can you improve attitude, especially among adults, because there could be some issues going on that you have no control over. Hard to improve somebody's attitude if they're not wanting to improve their attitude themselves. And sometimes people don't think they have attitude problems. But if you want your business to be successful, you can give them training all day long. But you may not be able to improve their attitude, and you may have to let people go. However, if you hire someone with a great attitude, or there's an employee there that has a great attitude, the right attitude, you can train that employee. And then you have a win-win, an employee with a great attitude and an employee that has been trained to really help take the company to another level. I know sometimes you don't want to get rid of people. You really, really don't. But sometimes you just got to declutter. Get those people out of there for the sake of your business. You put all that time and energy and money and effort into your business. You don't want somebody on the other end destroying what you've developed. Yeah, so think about it. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
I want to thank you so much for joining me today here on the show. This is Sharon, and we are talking about tips to help your business to be more successful. Tips, things that you can do to help your business to be more successful. And one of the things that is really important, too, is the data that you collect in your company. Sometimes we do a good job in businesses of collecting data, and we don't know what to do with that data. So when you collect data, leverage that data to help your company to be successful. Evan at SD Equity Partners says that after you collect that data, it's really important to act on the analysis and to work to make your process more efficient. And data can help do that if you know what that data is saying. And having a process is nothing more important in a business than really having a process. And what I have found, oh my goodness, more often than not, going into companies and working with companies and businesses, profits and nonprofits, most of the time there is not a process or even a strategy as to how the company is going to be successful and how it's going to grow. Chris of MJ Life Insurance, he says that it's really important to create a book of standard operating procedures, meaning that if you do certain things a certain way all the time, go ahead and maybe note those things. Start a book so that if you're not at the company or you're on vacation and someone has to do a specific job, there's a standard operating procedure for it. So documenting that has been really, really helpful for him, and it could probably be helpful for you as well. And, you know, with the millennials today, millennials are making up more and more of the workforce, and one of their key issues in working with companies and businesses is transparency. They are very huge on transparency. And making sure that your business, that you are promoting transparency, is really key. It is. And what do I mean by promoting transparency? Well, letting your company know what you really feel and what you think of their performance, candid feedback, being really constructive and being timely with your feedback can go a long way in team performance and morale. Sometimes CEOs, managers hold back information, good and not so good, and people, employees, staff, they don't know, where do we stand? How are we doing? So being transparent and candid in regards to things, but being nice and constructive about it can go a long way, according to Christina May. And also, one key thing is making sure you have a budget, that you stick to budgets. I know people don't really like to talk about budgets, but having a budget will help you to know how much you need to sell or your services. It kind of gives you an idea as to what your overhead is. Knowing those things and knowing the budgets and the confines that you need to work within can help you to possibly be more successful so that you don't waste money. You don't spend money that you don't have. Is really, really important. So that's something that you might want to think about. Yeah. You might not have thought about it, but that's something you might want to think about, making sure that you have a budget, making sure that you check in on what's coming in, you know, and what's going out. It's very important to do that. And that comes from Sam at Raymer Associates. I hope some of these are really helpful to you. They've been helpful to me because some of these things I've incorporated in my business. And, of course, there are so many other things that you can do as a business if you want to be successful. There really, really are. And we come back when we come back from this short break. I'm going to share just a few more with you right here. This is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Today I'm just giving some tips to you in regards to your business and things that may be able to help you to have a more successful business. Yeah, because, you know, in today's environment, it takes a lot of work, it takes a lot of time to run a business, to be CEO of a business, and sometimes just small tips can help you to have improvements in various areas or to have a better return on your investments. One of the tips, and again, a lot of these are coming from Fundera, which did a wonderful job on this particular article, employees or entrepreneurs who are giving tips that have worked for them in their business. And as I told you at the end of the show, I'm going to give you my number one tip. But here's one that comes, and I think is really a great tip. I do. Believe in your employees. This comes from Rosemary. She's the CEO of Lavelle Communications. Believe in your employees. This can really have an impact on the morale of your company. Don't underestimate what your employees know about your business and what they can contribute to your business. Share with them the company's performance measurements. Be open about the financials. Where you're doing good, where you need to improve, things that don't look very well. Share with them opportunities that you have been given, opportunities that you have missed, because employees can know more than you think they know. They may have more skills than you think they know, but sharing information with your employees, letting them know that you believe in them and that you believe in their abilities to help you, to make, help the company to be successful, can go a long ways in engagement, in employee loyalty. And who knows, you may tap into some things. You may discover some insights that you didn't know simply because you take the time and share, you're transparent, and you believe in your employees. I think that's a really good for all employees and CEOs and management teams to know. And if you're not taking advantage of technology, you may be missing out on a huge opportunity to be more successful. And technology, there's so much technology that's out there today, automating some of your systems, learning about, you know, social media platforms, how they may or may not be able to help you is really huge, because companies are leveraging social media to drive traffic to their companies, to their websites, and some are doing very, very well at it. So there are systems out there that can help you to automate some of your services, which could help free up your time to do other things. So you're not really focusing so much on mundane things that may be time wasters. And Courtney Drop Zone for Veterans has found that out for her company. And you may find that out for your company as well. And sometimes we don't always focus on what we can do to help our employees to stay happy. We don't focus on what can we do to make sure that they're feeling fulfilled here at work. What are some things within the power of the company to do to find out what employees think and if they've done a really good job, and how do you go about rewarding those employees who do really well at work? What are some ways that you have uncovered that you can find out, okay, what's important, what motivates your employees? It's really good idea to know what makes them happy, what motivates them. And Grant, the managing director of Anglo Liners, has found that finding out what keeps your employees happy can really benefit the company. I know this has been a lot, right? But quite a bit of these things can help you to have a successful business. Yeah. And I hope you would take some of these and learn from some of these, because I think they really are good. And one of the things that I think is really important, too, is making sure that you're taking care of yourself as the CEO, as the manager, as, you know, whoever the person is that's running the company. Because sometimes you're so busy working in and on the business, you forget to work on yourself. And I know a lot of people like jogging and walking, and if you are a walker, if you like walking, if that's part of your exercise, something that you do to try to maintain your health, did you know how many steps it takes per hour to see success? Some think that there is a magic number. What do you think about that? When we come back, I'm going to share that with you right here. This is Sharon.
Boy Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up, and you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Do you know what that magic number is for those of you who like to walk and you're using walking as an exercise to help you to stay fit? Well, some researchers think that 100 steps per minute, which is about 2.7 miles per hour, is the magic formula to be considered moderate exercise. You know, where your heart rate increases by 50 to 70%. That's probably just under 2 steps per second. That sounds pretty doable, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Cooking Light did an article, and I just thought it was wonderful, in regards to walking. So that could be the magic number. Who knows? 100 steps per minute? I know I love walking. Yes, I do, and I try to get in as much as I can. Studies by doctors and health gurus say that federal guidelines say that Americans should exercise at least 30 minutes a day. So you need to ensure that you get those 3,000 steps in within 30 minutes, if possible. But if that's something that you do, that's great. That can help you to work on you and not just work on the business all the time. And my tip, my number one tip, and this is a tip that was shared with me when I was younger starting my business. My dad told me, he said, you know what, if you want to be successful, he said, if you want to be successful, you should surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. That's what he told me. My dad said, he gave me this information. This was his number one suggestion to me. My dad's number one suggestion to me when starting my business. He said, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. He did. And I'm passing that on to you today. You're not the smartest person in the bunch. So if you surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are and know more than you do, guess what? You may have a higher probability of being successful. I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today here on the show, and I hope you will join me next week right here. Have a wonderful day. This is Sharon.